Without a body, can a self-consciousness truly exist? Summary. The site of consciousness is a historical debate among scholars. However, new data revealed that the body and brain may play an equal role in creating the sense of self. Full article. Many people, including scientists and philosophers, assume that self-consciousness originates solely in the brain. This is not merely a philosophical question. Modern biotech companies are exploring ways to extend life by preserving the brain and transplanting it into a new body or robotic host. But is the brain truly all that we are? Can consciousness persist without a living body? In Being You, A New Science of Consciousness, Anil Seth explains that our sense of self is not separate from the body, it is something the brain creates. For a long time, after Descartes' argument in the 18th century, science has avoided the idea that the self is more than just the physical body, but Seth argues that the brain builds our sense of self the same way it constructs our experience of the outside world, through predictions and adjustments similar to visual and auditory perceptions. He says our feeling of being comes from signals inside the body, like heartbeat, breathing, hunger, and muscle tension. The brain constantly monitors these signals, a process called interoception, to keep the body in balance or homeostasis. It predicts what the body needs and adjusts things like temperature, blood sugar, and oxygen levels to stay stable, allostasis. According to Seth, the self is like a useful illusion, not fake, but something the brain creates to help the body survive and function smoothly. The key idea here is that the brain builds the self but needs the body. Based on this perspective, without the body's signals, the brain could not form a stable sense of self. One, just as the brain relies on signals like heartbeat and blood sugar to construct the self, it also monitors immune activity, interpreting inflammation as a critical status report about the body's internal state. The perception of inflammation is often ignored in the formation of self and subjective experiences. Inflammation is a part of the immune system response that is triggered by encountering infections, tissue damage, and cancerous transformation. Normally, the immune system stops inflammation when its job is done. But sometimes, this does not happen, and the inflammation continues, turning into a chronic problem. The brain detects inflammation in the body through various mechanisms. Some inflammatory compounds reach it through areas like the area postrema, AP, which lacks a strong blood-brain barrier, and by detecting signals that cross the blood-brain barrier. This helps the brain perceive and respond to inflammation happening elsewhere in the body. Peripheral inflammation can spread to the brain by these inflammatory compounds and disrupt its normal function, a condition known as neuroinflammation. The brain responds to inflammation by triggering its anti-inflammatory systems. For example, it increases vagus nerve activity and subsequent activation of cholinergic receptors on immune cells, and also releases cortisol through the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal HPA axis. If these brain-controlled anti-inflammatory mechanisms do not work properly, inflammation can last longer. The brain can even remember past inflammation in the body. The insula is a part of the cerebral cortex, located deep within the lateral sulcus. It processes sensory information and emotional responses and plays a crucial role in self-awareness. The insula is involved in interoception, including the perception of visceral pain, immune signals, and autonomic regulation. Functional MRI. fMRI studies show that it is activated in response to inflammatory compounds such as IL-6 and endotoxins. Recent animal studies have shown that certain neurons in the insula become activated during colon inflammation. These neurons can recreate the same inflammation in the colon if they are appropriately stimulated later. These results indicate the presence of a form of inflammatory memory in the brain. 2. The immune system has a sophisticated recognition mechanism to distinguish between the body's own tissues and foreign or abnormal cells. Immune cells, such as T cells, are instructed about a series of familiar antigenic compounds present on the surface of the body's cells. Based on this information, immune cells can continuously distinguish foreign antigens as threats. Therefore, the immune system can be considered a guardian of the body's self. It can send signals to the brain in response to foreign pathogens or cells with abnormal antigenic profiles. Inflammation is a signal that not only orchestrates the immune response, but also informs the brain to respond to alterations occurring in the body. While the brain does not directly remove threats, it supports processes like fever, sickness behavior, and immune cell trafficking to enhance pathogen clearance. Free peripheral inflammation detected by the brain contributes to subjective, first-person experiences, which are components of self-consciousness. MRI studies show that elevated peripheral inflammatory markers, such as C-reactive protein, correlate with alterations in microstructure and connectivity within brain networks central to emotion and self-related processing, including the default mode network, DMN. These changes may contribute to the cognitive and emotional aspects of depression, including disturbances in self-experience. Four, these alterations lead to symptoms such as fatigue and lassitude, pain, depressed mood and anhedonia, brain fog, and social isolation. While the brain is the main site of self and consciousness formation, the body also plays a crucial role in the creation of a sense of self. However, the immune system may be the main portion among other internal bodily signals. Immune signaling cares about self-identity, and each change in this identity may trigger a wave of physical and mental events that alter cognitive function, including depression, anhedonia, anxiety, and the experience of self. If we define our sense of self as the awareness of what distinguishes us from others, we should identify the entities that make us unique. The antigenic identity provides a strong characteristic that separates us from others, and this uniqueness influences the sense of self in the brain. In pathological conditions where the immune system mistakenly recognizes its own tissues as foreign, the brain also becomes confused about the feeling of self. Autoimmune diseases can lead to a disruption in an individual's self-image and how they experience themselves. This can manifest as feelings of loss, alienation, and a struggle to reconcile their former self with their current reality. Think of it this way: part of what makes us unique is our biological fingerprint, the way our immune system recognizes our own cells. But when something goes wrong, like in autoimmune diseases, the body starts attacking itself and the brain gets mixed signals. This can make a person feel disconnected, lost, or even like a stranger in their own body. Over time, they may struggle to recognize themselves, mourn who they once were, and struggle to adapt to their new reality. 5-2, Havla VA Tracy KJ. The vagus nerve and the inflammatory reflex, linking immunity and metabolism. Nat Rev Endocrinal. 2012 Dec. 812, 743-754. 3. Jin H. Liam, Gianni, Castro Martinez, F. Zucker CS. A body-brain circuit that regulates body inflammatory responses. Nature. 2024 Jun. 638,017, 695-703. 4. Swartz J.R., Carranza A.F., Tully L.M., Knott A.R., Jan J., Irwin Mr., Hostin R.C. Associations between peripheral inflammation and resting state functional connectivity in adolescence. Brain Behave Iman. 2021 Jul. 95, 96-105. 5. Katz J.D. At the intersection of self and not-self, finding the locus of self in autoimmunity. Med. Humanit. 2018 Jun. 44-2. 137-139. About the author, Hamid Zand, Ph.D., is a professor of biochemistry at the Department of Cellular and Molecular Nutrition, at Shahid Beheshti University of Medical Sciences in Tehran, Iran. Life never gets easier. Fortunately, psychology is keeping up, uncovering new ways to maintain mental and physical health and positivity and confidence through manageable daily habits like these. How many are you ready to try? Self-tests are all about you. Are you outgoing or introverted? Are you a narcissist? Does perfectionism hold you back? Find out the answers to these questions and more with Psychology Today.